Dermot Corr.
One pint traditionally stands supreme above all others. It's produced in more quantities and is purer than any other Irish pint on the market. It's sold in every corner of the planet. It can be enjoyed at home, or when out with friends, with food, or simply on its own. But most people prefer it poured over their cereal, first thing in the morning. Ah, milk, the most popular pint in Ireland. At J.C. Campbell Homeware and Electrical Supplies, our staff are so dedicated to what they do, it's not just a job to them, it's a lifestyle. Right down to the voiceover guy who normally does the radio ads. Unfortunately, he's off on personal leave.
That's right, JC! My wife, she's gone! Sailed away with a better offer. She took beds, divans, electrical appliances. She said I could see the kids, but terms and conditions do apply.
JC Campbell. Dedicated to what we do.
Welcome to the Tango Helpline. Please leave a message after the tone. And remember to check out tango.co.uk.
Alright, I was watching your new film on tango.co.uk while eating my tea and laughed so hard I got a chip lodged between my nose and my throat. My eyes are constantly watering, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm whistling out of my nose. At least my dog comes now when I call him.
When everyone else was meeting Sherlock Holmes, I was left alone. When everyone else was hitchhiking around the galaxy, I was stuck in my house. When everyone else was solving the Da Vinci Code, I was left puzzled. That's because I lost my sight. RNIB talking books can bring the pleasure of reading back to someone like me. Sadly, right now, fewer than 1 in 20 titles are available as talking books. Please donate today to help RNIB provide more. Go to www.rnib.org.uk to help someone find their life again.
When he got back, Balin and Dwalin were talking at the table like old friends. As a matter of fact, they were brothers. Bilbo plumped down the beer and the cake in front of them, and loud came a ring at the bell again, and then another ring. Gandalf for certain this time, he thought as he puffed along the passage. But it was not. It was two more dwarves, both with blue hoods, silver belts and yellow beards, and each of them carried a bag of tools and a spade. In they hopped as soon as the door began to open. Bilbo was hardly surprised at all.